Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Oh my goodness, look who's here. How long's it been? Welcome to the podcast, and we have Carrie Kearns joining us. Seriously, last time.
It's like, I don't know, 2 months ago, maybe?
So you, two months though.
Maybe Curiosity Carrie today.
Curiosity Carrie. Yeah. We got NASCAR Nikki, Curiosity Carrie.
Yep, and so Mindy is off her daughter's graduation, and she's busy with that. And when I say busy, I mean stressed.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. The big party. So some people will be listening to this after we record it, but we're all going to the big graduation party.
Yep, we're all going to be there. And I feel bad for spouses, boyfriends, and girlfriends of co-workers that get together. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, it doesn't count in my situation because my wife used to work here and she knows everybody.
Doesn't count in my situation.
Carrie, you currently, your guy is in transition, so.
My dog?
So there is no man. There's no man you're going to bring to the party. But Nikki got a boyfriend. And
yeah.
We met him, but he doesn't want to hang around with all of your friends at work. You know what I mean?
It's work talk.
It's work talk.
He likes you guys, though.
He doesn't mind hearing all the work talk?
He doesn't mind.
Because you try not to talk about work when you all gather.
Yeah.
And you end up talking about work.
And then you're the outcast because you don't know. But this is the responsibility when you date someone. What are you going to do?
He's excited.
Mm-hmm. Good. Oh. We're all excited.
So we're excited to answer your questions. We do this every Friday. So we have two versions, some newer ones in the Boscov's bag.
I love that that's just become a thing.
It's become a thing. And here's the brown bag. So get your questions in. It's right there. Brown bag, one word, brown bag at WNEP.com. And we like a variety of questions.
We do.
Some weather, some science, some personal, some nosy, some gossipy, some trendy. You never know what we're going to get, right?
I got so uncomfortable with the one a few weeks ago, I skipped out on 2 weeks.
That's right. You haven't been here in 2 weeks.
There was that one that was all about my relationship with Rennie and all that. I was like, you know what? I'm out. I'm taking off the next couple Fridays.
But you're back.
But
now.
I'm back.
He's
you're
back.
And you're trying to get uncomfortable again.
And next week, you're not going to be here, and I'm not going to be here.
Oh.
What's going to happen to the pod next week?
Oh. It's all new, ladies.
It's going to be all girls.
Are you here next Friday?
John next
I'm here next Friday.
Scandalous. All right. I'm here.
Well, let's get right to the questions. You're new. So, Carrie, you have to pick. No, I shouldn't. I influenced you.
Yeah. Pick from wherever you want. Boscov's.
I love Boscov's. So.
We got to talk to our salespeople and get this sponsored by Boscov's. We're using their bag.
It's been weeks now.
Some of the newer questions are in the Boscov's bag. The older ones are crumpled up in this. All right. Here we go, Carrie.
Okay. Hey, Joe, Mindy, John, Impossible, special guest, which would probably be me. I remember all the hot shots that used to work at WNEP. What happened to Marisa Burke, Nolan, Mike Lewis, Joe Zone, Jim Coles, and all the other hot shots?
Ooh, hot shots. Let's go through the list.
Yeah.
Marisa retired. That was already, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago?
Longer than that.
Yeah.
I think she's still in the news business, though, working.
She is.
Yeah.
Who's next on the list?
We got Nolan.
Nolan.
Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we do a search? Could someone do a search? I have my phone.
We don't know.
I don't want
to
say.
I know we don't want to say, but I don't know the answer. All right.
Nikki's
you better move
searching.
To the next
Nikki's
one.
All right. Searching. Nikki's searching.
Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis? I don't know.
So he left for what, a Nashville career?
Yeah.
That's already 15 years ago?
At least.
It's been a while, yes.
Nolan Johannes?
Yeah.
He died.
He did. Okay.
I wasn't sure.
But I didn't remember. When was that?
Yeah.
2015.
Okay, so it's been a while.
It's already 11 years ago.
Wow. I thought that was the case, but I was afraid to say.
Yeah, he was a legend here. How old was he when he passed away? And was he was not really from the area, I believe. He moved away.
I think he was originally from Buffalo and came here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was gone when I came here.
Yep.
But yeah.
Joe Zone.
He's still in the business, I think. In New England, right?
He was on TV. He was on TV in Connecticut for a long time.
So when I was a kid growing up, that's how old he is, and I am. I remember watching. Do you guys even remember Joe Zone? You don't, because you weren't from here. Nikki, Redding, Carrie, you would be the only one that remembers Joe Zone.
Vaguely, but I mean, that was.
He was a legendary sportscaster.
Funny little twist on him is that when I interned at a TV station in Syracuse, he was the sports director.
Oh, wow.
When I was there. And I knew he had worked in Scranton, Pennsylvania, because he said, when I said I was from Pennsylvania, he said, oh, I worked in Scranton for a while. But I wasn't from here.
Yeah, he was a character. He used to dress up as a cheerleader. He used to be in your face. He was a notable guy.
Is he still on in Connecticut?
It's it's Eyewitness News.
In Hartford, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got to be 70.
Probably.
Says he started in January 2006.
At the Connecticut station. Yeah.
But he was here in the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was a teenager watching in high school. So he's got to be up.
Yeah, Connecticut. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And
so Joe's
Colsey.
And Colsey retired.
Retired
a few years ago.
And
Jimmy Colsey.
He always comes back around.
Jimmy Colsey is awesome. We love him.
We love Colsey.
All right, you're up, Joe.
Oh, I looked in the mirror today and I saw, because I'm outside biking all the time and I wear sunscreen, my face was all red and I thought, Snedeker, you're starting to look like Jim Coles.
Oh,
remember, he was always red?
He would get in the summer so tan.
Yeah, he'd be out by the pool all the time.
Yeah. So
Going brown bag.
Oh, I'm going brown bag. I want to get some of these. Well, we have to maybe crumble some of these up and put them in because it's getting low.
Would the kids call this the OG?
Yeah, the OG.
The OG. All right, this is from Leo DeLuca. Best prison movie of all time.
We had that last week.
We had that one.
Yeah.
So give me another one. That's all right. They double
Shawshank Redemption.
Folks, don't send in two questions at the same time. And we all know it's Shawshank Redemption, right? No doubt about that one. What are you doing? She's doing. I like what you're doing. All right, Dottie. Did we have this one? Why do you find cleaning toilets so gratifying?
Oh, we did have that one, I think.
We've definitely had the cleaning toilets.
It could be, yeah. I don't know if we had that one specific. Folks, that is no joke. Every Saturday, I clean toilets, and I love it. It's not that I like completing tasks. I like cutting the grass. I like painting. I like taking out the garbage. I like vacuuming my car. I like cleaning the toilets. I told my wife, I said, I said, it's odd that the only pleasure I get in life, because she likes to go to the beach or on vacation, I don't get pleasure out of that.
Cleaning the toilet.
No, the only way I get pleasure. No! The only way I get pleasure is if I have a task and then I complete it. Whether it's a bike ride, cleaning the toilets, fixing something, painting something, that is my pleasure. So it's not that I like cleaning the toilets. But I see the results of completing a task.
Sparkly and clean.
That's it, Dottie. That's why I find cleaning toilets so gratifying. And I feel like people who don't do anything in life and other people do all their stuff, they're missing out on great pleasures.
Dottie, I do not find cleaning toilets gratifying. So
no, but completing tasks?
Oh, yeah, completing tasks.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, because I do like any project that I do that you see the result.
Uh-huh. It's a great
feeling. The before and after. Like, okay, I did that, and it looks so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
So when people have someone cut their grass or paint their living room, I'm like, you're missing out.
When you finish mowing the lawn, do you have to just, like, sit and look at it?
Yes!
I do, too.
Yes! And
I
then
have
I'll
to
go
go
out,
sit in the patio and just look at what I did.
And then I'll look out the window at it.
Mm-hmm.
Or go back outside and look at the whole thing 4 or 5 times.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like that when I finish a bottle of wine.
You just stare at the...
I feel very accomplished. Like, look what I did.
Look what I did.
Wow! And
you just stare at the broken Genesee cans.
I don't drink Genesee.
Scattered around the
floor. I'm classy.
As you lay in your alcoholic days. Is that what brings you pleasure?
I just like wine.
Okay.
Sir. Well, yeah,
she drinks Daddy Dutch wine.
I do.
Good question so far. I love it. Now, are you going to do this to all of them? Look what's happening.
Oh, now we're not going to have a Boskov.
It's a Travis question.
Carrie's transforming the Boskov's questions into the... That's a good
We
idea.
Had this one last week.
I don't know why there's so many repeats. What's going on?
Maybe you didn't throw them out last week.
Yeah,
they all just went back in the
back
bin.
In. That's right. Yeah. Dig deep, girl. Mm-hmm. Our error. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Is this a new Carrie crumbled one?
Possible.
Well, I dug deep, so I don't know. Okay, from Josh. Hey, guys. Love the show and all that you do. Curious as to what happened to Eugene and the Radar Looperoni.
We had that, too.
Are you sure?
Maybe
we definitely did.
Keep going.
Right.
Keep going.
Right.
Eugene's
going
the
on?
Character I use. We don't have it anymore. I used to call the Radar Looperoni.
What is your favorite pierogi filling? Howie from Mountaintop.
John, we didn't have that one.
We definitely didn't.
Okay, here we go. Carrie, you're up.
Nikki, you're up.
Nikki, you're up. You have to...
Bonnie brought us these pierogies one time from when her daughter was selling them a couple of months ago, and they had the buffalo chicken.
Yes.
Those are so
I would
good.
Say that was my favorite pierogi filling, the buffalo chicken.
I have to say, I ate the buffalo chicken pierogies, and I thought they were incredible, but I didn't feel like it counted...
John, I'm so with
just
you.
Just a pierogi. I was like, I almost feel like I'm eating another food product.
Yes.
Really?
Like that it was some kind of dumpling or something, even though it was definitely a pierogi.
When does something not be what it was? When do you alter something so much
when
it's
you
no
make
longer
it so
the
fancy
purist?
Or so different that it's not yes. what it was intended to be? And I almost felt that way about that pierogi. It was so good.
It was
yeah.
so good.
I know
yeah,
exactly
I get
what
you're saying.
The classic, you know, potato and cheese.
But I felt like inside I was cheating yes. on the church ladies that are pinching their pierogies. The and pure- it's just like... They wouldn't approve of buffalo chicken.
Probably not.
And it's the same thing with pineapples on pizza and such. You want to keep pizza's pizza.
I love pineapple.
I get it. You put a topping or two, but how much do you do to it that it's no longer what it was? Let's say I get my wife and I shave her eyebrows, put a mustache on her. She's no longer the person I love. She's becoming something
else.
That's
interesting.
I'm not even going to comment.
I'm just saying. So what?
She's still the person you love. She just has a mustache.
She has more facial hair.
All right. Yeah. I pull off all of her fingernails.
Yeah, that sounds very like.
I paint her green. When is it no longer what it was?
Yeah, it's an interesting line.
I don't know.
Rennie makes a great pierogi dish that's like the Mrs. T's feta pierogies. Or feta pierogies.
Yeah.
With pesto and tomatoes and melted mozzarella. And it's amazing. But is that pierogies?
Feta pierogies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's get John Meyer, shave his head, give him neck tattoos, and have him speak like a man from the Old West. It's no longer John Meyer.
I would
John
love
Meyer.
To see that.
It's no longer John Meyer.
That would be me.
Howdy, partner.
It's no longer him.
Like the tats that go up like around my face.
Yeah, then it's no longer John Meyer.
I
can't see it, but I mean, it'd be fun to see it.
Yeah, so there's that Halloween. Spectrum for everything, including pierogies.
Okay.
All right.
Well, now you're overflowing. John, you don't want to go Boscow's back?
Oh.
Whoa. I dropped the question.
I got it.
Right. Oh, thanks, Nikki. I was going to pick it up afterwards.
So the basic pierogi, to me, is the best pierogi.
Yeah, I agree. Carrie, you think?
No, yeah. I mean, it's...
Hardy. And whatever you do, you don't put prunes in there. It's gross and disgusting.
Prunes.
There's prune pierogi.
Ew.
I know.
This is from Jocelyn in Kingsley. Good morning, crew. Morning, crew and peeps. Question for everyone. If friendly aliens, friendly, landed here tomorrow, what's the first thing you'd show them?
We had that last week, didn't we?
Oh, John wasn't here, so you maybe.
Were you here?
Maybe.
These can't
maybe
all
we
be
didn't.
Repeats.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll talk.
John, what?
No, this definitely isn't a repeat because it just came.
Oh, okay.
So what's the first thing you'd show them?
So an alien lands here.
Whew.
Like, well, I
wow, yeah. That's what's the first thing I'd take them to see?
Like, the, but
I don't know. Maybe I'd take them to see, like, go out in the woods, see how beautiful it is.
I'd take them to the Knoebels.
No, you wouldn't. You guys know the answer. You're going to the authority. You're going to the state police.
No, they're friendly.
I was assuming by the question that we've moved beyond the fact that aliens have landed and we've got to deal with this problem.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I go to my local university. We got to get scientists on this. We got to start...
Man, I would just go and get ice cream, go down on
Let's go to Ricketts Glen, then get some ice cream. Yeah. Then we're going to go down to Knoebels.
No.
Take him to the Turkey Triangle.
911.
We're
going
to go out to the NASCAR race.
Yeah.
911.
No.
State police.
Joe, come on.
State representative driving to Harrisburg. You have to start thinking about this. This is major. You're not going to Knoebels.
PC phone home.
No.
Something related to this. Have you any of you seen the social media accounts? They're Europeans that are here for the World Cup, and they're just doing road trips around America. And the stuff they're fascinated about that we would not even think about. But being from Europe, like just they stopped at what's similar to like a Sheetz.
Yes.
And just like, look at what they have here. You get food at the gas station
and all
this kind of stuff. And they went to one of the like big college football stadiums because there's a soccer practice. And like, look at this place. It's huge. And just their appreciation for the little things in America that we all just kind of take
for granted. Yeah.
I remember I think it was Gorbachev or was it Boris Yeltsin when he came to America. I remember reading with Reagan. I think that would be Gorbachev, if you guys remember that. Anyway. He was amazed at American supermarkets. He could not believe the food that was available in all of our supermarkets.
I think that's one of the ones that he had. This guy's just like, look at their supermarkets. Yes. They're so big.
He said if his Russian citizens ever found out what our supermarkets look like, they'd be in revolt.
That alone could have been the fall of the whole Soviet Union.
Because they don't have what we have here. They have state-controlled food, and it's limited, and nothing like our diversity here.
No, that's a good point.
So maybe take your alien to the...
Take him to Sam's.
Garrity's.
Or Costco. We can get some dude wipes.
We don't have Costco around here.
Maybe take him to the Grandview.
Maybe they would like dude wipes. The Grandview. No, no. Let's not go down that.
I'm just...
Carrie, you better pick a question.
Good Lord, Joe.
A local hospital. See what goes on.
Walmart would be an adventure. Walmart, yes. Let's go to Walmart.
911. All right,
here we go.
I took one. I have to say this quick. When my friend from Great Britain came, London, I took her to Sam's Club, and she was just astounded. She was just, what is this place?
The volume of everything? Yeah.
Yeah, she's never seen anything like it.
We're such spoiled brats here in America. Oh, wait a minute. Did you have to do the ring?
No. It's just, it's weird. I don't know.
You can't reject questions.
You can't just reject a question.
If you're uncomfortable, you hit this. John, don't let her do that.
It's kind of weird, right? Is that
John,
weird?
She has to do it. If we're not going to have rules here, the podcast
I don't
crumbles.
Even understand
That's
it.
What I mean.
I mean, I'll read it, but my friend Big Jim has been listening to the songs Baby, I Want You and Everything I Own nonstop. Can you tell him a man can't live on bread alone?
That's a great question. The band Bread from the 70s?
Okay, he would understand
Baby,
that.
I'ma Want You. These are slow singer-songwriter songs.
So he can't live on bread alone.
Oh, he has to listen to more than one band.
Bread is the band who wrote these songs.
See, I was confused. I thought
Bread.
That's what they're playing on.
You guys never heard of Bread?
No.
If I played Bread songs, you would know
We'd know them?
They're
okay.
Awesome.
I was confused. I thought we were just talking about a loaf of bread. I'm like, where's this guy going? I know, right?
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you.
Don't sing too much.
Yeah, you can't
sing. Lawyers.
You can't live on bread alone. But they are a great band. Come on, David Gates? All right, go ahead.
No, we just did it.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't count.
You get another one.
You didn't get to read it, though.
All right. What is the origin of the phrase coming out of the woodwork? Chris from 44.
Ooh.
That's.
Well, what we always do in this case, someone searches it.
Yeah, but
and
what
we
do we
move
think?
On. Am I next?
Well, what would we think coming out of the woodwork would be?
Okay, you want to guess before we look it up. The origin of the phrase coming out of the woodwork.
Coming out of the woodwork. Because a lot of these phrases, you can kind of think through what it would mean, but that's a tough one.
Shipbuilding, coming out of the woodwork. Carrie, Nikki, you have the answer here. Coming out of the woodwork. We all use it a lot, right?
To pierce something usually.
We know what it means.
We know what it
but
means.
Where does it come
but
from?
Where does it come from? Coming out of the woodwork.
The origin
of coming
it says,
out of the
from the idea of insects crawling out from inside.
Oh, I just
the
looked it up.
House.
I was about to read it, Carrie.
Girl.
You stole my thunder.
So it's exactly.
Oh, so it's like bugs coming out of the.
Yeah, people are coming out of the woodwork.
Like cockroaches coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was too obvious. Well, coming out of the woodwork.
The bread wasn't obvious to me.
Back when that probably became a thing, bugs were probably coming out of everything.
Yeah.
You
peel back anything,
yeah.
Bugs are coming out. All right, this is from Brad, Ben Delp, rather. My name is Benjamin, and I am from Williamsport, Lycoming County. This is a question for John.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Another running question?
Fill in the blank.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Country music is blank. I don't know what he
Fun.
Wants here. Fun.
Good.
Good.
Easy going.
Easy going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to country music all growing up. And I grew up in a small little town in the middle of nowhere. I never listened to country music at all. Rennie got free tickets to a Toby Keith concert. This is, 18, 19 years ago. And we went. And I was like, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then the music was, it wasn't my kind of music at that time, but it was just fun, easy listening. And so now, like, sometimes I just put on country.
It's You're a country
good time.
Guy.
Yeah.
I'm not I wouldn't call myself a country guy, but I like country music. I added it to my genre.
Ooh.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's kind of trendy now.
It is trendy.
Do you like country music at all?
I do. I've been to a couple country music festivals, and growing up, I listened to a little bit, like Shania Twain and stuff, but now I'm like listening to a lot more, I think, because it just feel good. Like, I have good beats, and I'm just
And I kind of get, have you been to country concerts?
Yeah.
There's a definite fun
so
vibe.
So that's the thing that a lot of people don't like, where it's trendy so that you have to play a part of the whole bit. You put on the outfit.
Yeah, yeah. And there's too much of that.
There's
the, you have to dress the part.
That cheesies it out.
I don't like the really twangy stuff.
Right.
But I like some of it.
How about old school country, like Johnny Cash? Now you're talking.
I like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I like some of the old school stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Dolly Parton.
I don't touch any of it. I only go as close as like country rock, Eagles, Wilco, stuff like that. But I don't like country at all. So that's just me.
Yeah,
Anybody
we
has
all
an
have
opinion?
Our own.
I'm a dad rocker.
You are.
Dad take this rock. One right off
oh,
the top.
That one was perched up there like yeah, a like a bird you. Waiting for you to, here we
it
go.
Was.
This is it.
Brian, you know the saying, pink the morning sailor's warning, pink at night sailor's delight. Is there any truth to this saying? If so, what's the science behind it?
Do we want to get into this one? So the first part he had wrong. Did you read it wrong?
Pink the morning sailor's warning.
Red
pink.
Sky in morning sailors take warning.
That's
red
what
sky
I
at
oh,
night.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you see a red sky in the evening or nighttime, that means the sun sets in the west, right? So to the west of you, if you see a red sunset, that means there's no clouds obscuring that band of radiation coming from the sun. So if you see a red sunset, it means there's no storms to the west. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's why it usually means it's going to be a nice day the next day. But as we all know, storms can move quick, and that could easily change with a fast-moving storm. So there's no real gutsy science to that.
And red in the morning can be that it's clear to your east.
Which makes no sense.
But because the sunrises can be more vivid if they're hitting the clouds.
Red sky in the morning, sailors take
warning. So meaning
that
the clouds are moving towards the east, meaning it's more cloudy to the...
To the east.
To the west, because the sun's coming up in clear skies in the east.
No, red sky in the morning, sailors take warning.
Yeah, meaning the clouds are moving in. I think that's what it means.
If the sun is red in the morning, it means it's clear to the east, but that assumes it's not to the west. You can't make that assumption.
I guess it's probably because there's more of a vivid sunrise if there's clouds involved.
They're both flawed.
It's not pure science?
No, not at all. But sometimes you'll hit it. But no, I wouldn't trust that.
There you go.
Who's up?
Me. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's hope for a good
John,
one.
John, do you miss this? It's been 2 weeks.
I have missed it.
Do you feel like... We're just still getting into our pattern, our jive.
I feel like we had this, but not this specifically because this just came
That's
in.
All right.
Why is it called Wham Cam? Where did the name come from?
No, there is a good story with this one. Because
maybe we didn't have this on the podcast.
So
do you know it, Nikki?
No, I don't think we had
it. Oh, okay. Then let's go.
Back in 1999 when I started full-time here, news was so – our show was so empty in the morning. They said, come up with some ideas, you guys. Come up with some ideas to fill time. And I came up with this idea of going out and interviewing people with weird questions about science. And then it blossomed into anything. But it started only science. And I thought, bam, in your face. Because who did bam? You remember?
Oh, Emeril.
I kind of stole it from Emeril. I thought, bam, I'm just going to surprise people. Bam, here's a question. So it was originally called Bam Cam. And then guess what happened? 9/11. And our news director then said, don't call it BAM. It sounds too much like a bomb. Boom. It was a whole different world back then. Change the name to Wham. True story.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, it used to be BAM. 9/11 happened. He said, let's get away from the bomb thing.
BAM
and we'll call
cam.
It Wham. It was BAM Cam when I came up with the idea. Changed to Wham Cam right after 9/11.
Wow.
See the things you learn here.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's it. I stole it from Emeril. What? Bam. He would go, bam. Who remembers that?
I do.
I
put
remember.
In a little salt. Bam.
Well, now you have your own thing. Wham.
Bam. Yeah. Good, 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 good. All right. Last one.
Yeah.
We only have 2 minutes
Carrie's
left.
Carrie's turn.
It's Carrie's turn. Here you go, Carrie. I'm tilting it for you.
Thanks.
Why do you keep going on the top? Why don't you dig deeper?
All right. Quick one. Please explain why John uses his neighbor's truck and pull instead of getting his own pull or having his mulch delivered. Sounds like John is the ultimate mooch. Please read and don't ring the bell. Please read and don't ring the bell, John.
And now we have a good title for the podcast, The Ultimate Mooch.
Oh!
You use your neighbor's car.
Poor John.
You
John?
Use your neighbor's pool. What else
he
is
He hasn't
on the
been
list?
Here in 2 weeks
truck.
Because of tough
truck,
questions.
Uses truck, is his pool, what else?
Some of his lawn Tools. Equipment.
Go explain yourself.
They're driving him away.
I have a perfect neighbor who willingly lets us use all this stuff, and so I do.
That's my. That.
Your neighbor's retired. The kids are
he's
grown.
Retired.
He loves the fact
he
that.
He loves that our kids are in his pool. That's the reason he's kept the pool. I just helped him open it yesterday. And I do help with the pool and everything. And the truck, he just considers his pickup truck, which is like a 25-year-old pickup truck, the neighborhood pickup truck. Anyone can use it if they want to. He's just an amazing guy.
He's just a good
who
guy.
Offers this
yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's
but what
funny.
I found is when I post about Perfect Neighbor Mike, a lot of people don't have good neighbors. And I'm just really lucky that I do.
You are.
But
you
this,
are.
I'm going to turn this into a philosophy.
Yeah.
I once read, and this is true, the greatest way to seek happiness is to make other people happy. he's happy by making you happy.
And absolutely. Yeah. You can see it that he gets joy out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So that's yeah. the answer.
That's
man.
All that matters.
Yeah. You make
and
other
it
people
works
happy.
Out nicely
it
for
makes
us,
you happy.
Too.
This is great stuff.
Yes.
All right. Keep the questions coming. Brown bag at WNAP.com.
The ultimate mooch.
Yes.
Right here. I was thinking that's just good. Before we got that question, I don't know if we have a title for this one yet.
Sure
that
is.
We just did.
Like, that's the perfect, like, end of the podcast.
I know, yeah.
Poor John.
Mooch. That was good timing for that one, too.
Yes, the yeah. ultimate mooch.
John.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.